And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is such a delight to be with you here on this Sunday. As always, my name's Jo Stanley and I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist. Got to give you that qualification there, Gerald, as if we didn't know. Gerald Quigley, good morning.
Good morning, Jo. How are you?
Very, very good. Well, thank you. Look, and welcome here. Nutritionist Zoe Bingley-Pulley.
Hi, Zoe.
Hello, team. How are we this morning?
Do you know what? I am up and about because I had a good night's sleep.
Sleep. Well, it's known in my household that if I don't get 8 hours sleep, I'm not very nice to be around. Like that we're talking about this story.
Yeah. You've had both, Joe. You've had all the good sleep and you've had the 7 o'clock coffee.
Yes. Important. That really does get me going for this show and makes me much more happy to be with. I will agree with you there, Zoe. And we are today talking about one of my favourite health topics, which is sleep. And I'm encouraged by the fact, I think more and more, there's a shift in understanding how important sleep is for our health and of the seriously detrimental effects of not getting enough sleep. But even so, people are chronically sleep deprived.
Mm. It's a huge problem. And the ramifications of poor sleep, we see it in so many issues, health issues across the board, don't we, Zoe? From chronic disease development to motor car accidents to machinery problems. And it's all because of this simple thing we grow up taking for granted.
Mm. And I think that's you've hit the nail on the wood. It's really learning to prioritise. And I've got a seven-year-old and we've had to reacquaint her to sleeping in her own bed again. This seems to be a common pattern. But we did it because she was just, in the morning, she couldn't concentrate. She didn't want to eat either. That was a big one we noticed. Her hunger got affected by her not sleeping correctly, or she was drawn towards certain types of foods. So just by putting her into a good sleep routine, we notice a difference. So it definitely highlighted to Michael and I how important it is to be consistent in the times you go to sleep and wake up. That's a big one as well.
Yes.
And the hours that you sleep and the quality.
But well, they say that around 60% of us struggle with, and these are the sorts of things, sleeplessness, insomnia, unsettled sleep. This is a big one, waking in the middle of the night and not being able to get back to sleep, which seems to be a very common problem during COVID over the last 12 months. People are feeling that. Mm-hmm. And it seems too that the more we are aware we should be sleeping, the more anxiety we have around not sleeping, and then we don't sleep because of
that
as well.
That's right.
It's a huge problem. So we have all been through a lot over the last year and we've had to be tolerant of uncertainty and change, and our sleep is often the first casualty of change. So today, one of our favourite guests on the House of Wellness, Dr. David Cunnington, who is a specialist sleep physician, returns to the show to chat to us about how it contributes to our overall health and well-being and to give us a little bit of advice as to how maybe we might get a little bit more sleep.
Awesome.
And this is something we touched on a few weeks ago, but with all the focus being on the coronavirus vaccine, health authorities are urging us all to remember to get ourselves protected against the flu as well. So, Gerald, you'll be bringing a very clear and useful fact sheet on the flu vaccine.
Let me summarise it with a phrase, Joe. Mm-hmm. It takes a community to provide immunity with regards to flu.
I love that.
So we're all
that is
in it.
Good.
Yeah.
I might patent that. But so the focus has been on COVID. That's a problem, a big problem. And we've had it thrust down our throat over the last 12 months. But we should never ignore the flu, which is out there lurking. Mm-hmm. So we'll chat about it later.
Okay. And in our A to Z of vitamins, we'll look at Nature's Way Kids Smart Vita Gummies Multivitamin. Our number is 131-873. We always love it when you give us a call with your questions for your health. Gerald and Zoe are here to give you advice and to help you with all of your questions, perhaps especially questions about how to get better sleep this morning. We welcome those as well. 131-873. Next, we're joined by Dr. David Cunnington from the Melbourne Sleep Disorder Centre. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Whether little Tommy loves carrots but hates broccoli, or Annie loves broccoli but hates carrots, there's Nature's Way Kids Smart Vita Gummies Multivitamin. Each delicious gummy contains essential vitamins and minerals your child's diet might be missing to help support general health and well-being. Nature's Way Kids Smart Vita Gummies are $15.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow directions for use. Vitamins should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Revlon Colorstay Light Foundation for just $20.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Well, here on the House of Wellness, we would love you to give us a call, 131 873, with any questions to support your health and well-being. And perhaps you have a question about how you can get a better night's sleep, because experts say all of us are at least somewhat deprived of sleep, and half of us report being more tired than we want to be. And I think we all know that when you feel sleep deprived, life is just so much harder, particularly as, you know, we feel like the world is getting faster again and picking up to the pace that we were used to before lockdown. And I'm wondering if this is having a problem with our sleep as well. So Dr. David Cunnington knows a lot about sleep, from diagnosing and managing problems to founding specialist clinics to help improve our sleep. Welcome back, David, to the House of Wellness.
Good morning.
It's lovely to have you again. David, I feel like life is getting faster and faster. I'm struggling to keep up in a way. Is that affecting our sleep in comparison to last year when we were all at home and maybe we had a different kind of sleep disturbance?
Absolutely. It's a really interesting research actually published in the last week, not from Australia but from the US, showing that in about 160,000 people who wore Fitbits, that during the lockdown they were sleeping longer, sleeping in later, actually getting more sleep. So, yeah, and now as life opens up again, we've really got to take on the learnings, I suppose, from last year. Mm. There was a lot that wasn't great. But some of the things we did learn is that if we do get more sleep, it can actually help us in terms of our physical and mental health. And also we learned a fair bit about self-care. It was a lot of tough times, and so we really had to be pretty proactive about looking after ourselves, that importance of exercise, getting out for a walk, meditation and relaxation strategies. But let's not lose that. Let's make sure that still stays part of our routine as we get back into being a little busier. Don't lose that self-care and those important things that we had to incorporate last year.
It's so true, David. I'm just finishing off studying some psychotherapy courses, and everything they talk about is self-care and mindfulness in day-to-day practice. What are some ways, what are some ways that we can get that optimal amount of sleep? Is it, first of all, is it 8 hours? Is it 10 hours? What is the optimal amount? And then what can we do from a mindfulness and a self-care perspective to help us?
It's a really tricky question what the optimal amount is, because it does vary from person to person.
Right.
But definitely as adults, we should be allowing, or think of it as 8 hours of time off. 8 hours for rest.
Oh, I like that.
Now, not everyone's going to sleep for that long and fill all of that space with sleep. But if we set aside an 8-hour window where we're like, you know what, I'm in the right frame of mind, I'm relaxed, I'm comfortable, and I've got this 8-hour window, that's going to give our bodies the opportunity to take the sleep they need. And for some, it'll be a little longer and some it'll be a little shorter. And also making sure that we are attuned to how we're feeling, and if we are feeling tired, making sure we look at our week and put in some more opportunities for either catching up on sleep, such as with a nap, or catching up on some rest, just to help not get into that pattern of being underdone on sleep. So don't stress too much about how many hours or minutes of sleep have I had. Really think of it, have I allocated enough time for sleep to occur if my body needs it?
Such an amazing message, David, that you're so consistent with. Now, as you know, everyone wants a quick fix. Give me a pill that's going to make me sleep. Dr. Google is all over stuff like melatonin. What role does melatonin play? Can you explain what it does? And is just taking melatonin the solution to all sleep problems?
I wish it were. My life would be so much easier if melatonin was just a magic pill like that. So melatonin is a hormone that occurs in the brain. And think of it a hormone of darkness. So there are cells in the back of the eye that sense light. And when we're exposed particularly to natural light, those cells suppress our own natural melatonin production. So should be, when it's daytime, we're exposed to natural light, there's not much melatonin being released by our brain. Then as the sun goes down and the light changes, becomes a bit darker or warmer colour temperatures, melatonin starts to increase, and as melatonin levels rise, that's the signal to the body that it's time to be getting ready for sleep. Then in the morning, when we see the morning sun, that suppresses melatonin production and tells the body, right, ready for the day. So it's a naturally occurring hormone that's got a really important role in regularising our body clocks. So that's given rise to melatonin's use potentially as a sleep aid. So it does give the body that signal that, hey, it's night time, and therefore more should be in the mode of switching off, shutting down, rather than that alert, active mode. That's variably effective. Some people find melatonin quite effective. They're quite susceptible to the effects of melatonin as a something to help with sleep. Others somewhat less susceptible. But even though it's a naturally occurring hormone, people should think of it as a drug. So rather than think of, well, I'm just going to casually take melatonin, that's going to fix all my ills, really should be thinking, okay, if I'm needing to take melatonin to sleep, why is that? What else is going on? What else could I be doing? You know, have I missed out on the self-care, or am I not looking after myself, or not paying attention to meditation, winding down, those type of things, and just looking for a pill to fix it?
So if someone was to come to you, David, with real sleep issues, they just can't get to sleep, can't stay asleep, what are the top three things you recommend for them to try and address that issue?
So funnily enough, even though I'm a sleep specialist, often the top thing I find that I'm doing is looking at what else are people doing in their lives. Because sleep's really a mirror of our waking life. It doesn't occur in isolation. And so it's not uncommon for me to find that that's been someone's blind spot, and they've really been trying to tackle the sleep problem just on its own without taking that bigger picture. So that's the number one for me. Look at the bigger picture. Maybe the sleep's just a marker of other things that are going on. If sleep itself isn't working, you've actually been trying to do things, then you're ending up in my office is the right thing, because rather than just trying and trying and trying and searching and looking for answers, ask for help, see your GP, get referred on to someone, because there are good strategies available. In terms of what I do, it's looking at a very comprehensive clinical assessment, because as I said, sleep's a barometer of both life but also physical and mental health. So for me, it's looking at what else is going on with somebody's medical health, their mental health, maybe there are some other factors there that we need to work on to improve sleep. And sometimes people have just gotten into a situation where, you know, in lay terms, they've lost their mojo about sleep. Once we have trouble with sleep for even a couple of weeks, we start to think about sleep differently and behave about sleep differently. And that's the underpinning of a treatment called cognitive behaviour therapy, which is one of the very effective psychologically based treatments for insomnia, where we then look at people's behaviour and thinking around sleep and essentially try to get them back thinking and behaving around sleep like good sleepers do.
And that's very much around the anxiety that we have around not sleeping, isn't it, David?
Absolutely, and that becomes a bit of a self-perpetuating cycle.
We, not surprisingly, have many, many people calling the show with their specific questions around sleep, and we have David from Robina in the Gold Coast who has a question for you, Dr. David. Good morning, David.
Good morning. How are you going? How are you, Dr. David?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Inquiry. Catnapping or sleeping during the day like the Europeans do the siesta, is that good or bad?
Oh, right up my alley. Absolutely love napping. It's part of my personal routine. But also, it encourages, think of it as a fluidity of thinking about sleep. And that's really thinking about, like, you know what, I'm a bit underdone on sleep. I could take a bit now. Let's just have a nap now. Rather than that, the only opportunity I've got for sleep's at night, and it's got to work, and I've got to get my 8 hours in that window, which often then feeds that sleep anxiety.
Snap. I love that. The fluidity of sleeping. Listening
David,
to your body.
How long is your nap?
It depends on the purpose. You see, we've got to also have a flexibility of how we think about naps. If it's, you know, I'm really tired and it's, you know, I've got other things to do, it may be just 5 minutes.
Okay.
But if it's a Sunday afternoon and I've had a big week, it may be a good hour or 2 hours.
There you go.
Well, I love your message, David, pretty much that we need to prioritise sleep as much as nutrition and exercise, obviously. And we love that you give us permission to listen to our bodies and sleep when we need to.
I like that too.
Yes. Thank you so much, Dr. David Cunnington. We always love having you on the show.
Great Great. Thanks a lot.
See you, David.
You have a great day, and we'll have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Can a vegan night cream give skin the hydration it needs? It can if it's Culture. Culture is a vegan certified probiotic night recovery cream with a water cream texture that is cloud soft and intensely hydrating. What makes Culture king? It's formulated with skin loving probiotic good bacteria and plant based hyaluronic acid to lock in moisture, clear blemishes and optimise skin recovery overnight. Wake up with calm, clear and hydrated skin. Ask for Culture at Chemist Warehouse. It's just $50.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Revlon Colorstay Light Foundation for just $20.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Yes, we are the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. We have been speaking about sleep, blessed sleep, and how hard it is to get it. Zoe, you've got a recipe you can recommend that might help.
So one of the things we always look at when it comes to sleep is getting the right kind of carbohydrates. So what we want is slow-releasing carbohydrates because we don't want a spike of energy. And what we also need is calcium and tryptophan and protein. Now, these all help, again, when it works on the release of the chemicals, neurotransmitters, you know, and what we actually find is that if we can eat something which is kind of abundant in these foods, it will help us sleep. So I've got a very simple roast pumpkin and feta dip. Yum. It's just literally roast pumpkin, extra virgin olive oil, pumpkin seeds, feta cheese. You can put a bit of orange juice and some coriander leaves. Blend, or obviously roast the pumpkin first, blend it all up. I find that even just a little bit on a lovely grained cracker, or even just a couple of spoonfuls with carrots and celery, can not only help to sustain the appetite, slows the release, but we're ticking all the boxes of getting calcium, protein, and low GI carbohydrates, keeping us nice and full, but also helping to increase the function of sleep throughout the night as well. So simple. And the nice thing about this recipe is you can freeze it. So if you are freezing it, pop it into an airtight container, a little bit of extra virgin olive oil, and in the freezer, and off you go.
Sounds good.
It does sound delightful. And that's on your Instagram as well. There's
on my Instagram page, as well as a lot of other great tips on sleep, because I love sleep. And it's ever something that I am trying to increase or get a more sustainable quality of sleep for myself and my clients.
I'm going to give that a go. Thanks, Zoe. We welcome your calls. Paul from St. Clair. Good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We well. How can we help?
I don't have trouble sleeping, but my problem is my partner. Apparently, I jig in my sleep.
Oh, what a dreadful accusation.
Yeah, I know. It's actually got me quite anxious.
Yes.
She disappears through the night to another bed, and we don't live together, but when she when we see each other, she'll disappear, and it's not nice. It's actually very, it causes anxiety in a relationship.
Reassure her, Paul. What you're probably suffering from is called restless leg syndrome. The more you rest, the more you try and rest, the more you have these involuntary little muscle contractions, so you're moving all the time. If you've got a piece of paper, could you write this down? You need two things: iron, non-constipating iron in capsule form, and you take that once a day. And the other is folic acid, 5 milligram, not 0.5, and you take that once a day. It's been shown if we can reestablish iron and folate levels, those restless legs of yours will settle. A lot of people take magnesium. It's a neuromuscular thing. It's a nerve thing. It's not a muscle thing. So iron and folic acid. Give it a run for 2 months. And I think you'll live happily ever after.
It's definitely worthwhile just also having a little look at what you're eating just in that second half of the day as well. I mean, although the restless leg syndrome is definitely the main issue here, just making sure that you can keep yourself in a deep state. And more the point, your partner. Help your partner. Make sure that she, because if she's feeling anxious before she's going to bed, of course she's going to be waiting for you to have your restless leg syndrome issue. So making sure maybe she could take a little bit of that magnesium and help to increase the depth of her and quality of her sleep as well.
Oh, all the best with that, Paul, because I think a very common issue, people having bedfellows that perhaps keep them awake, and it can be, it's not something to dismiss.
And
it's
then
very
there's
challenging.
A dreadful accusation of snoring. I mean, what an allegation that is.
Thank you so much, Paul, for your call. Dennis in Hampton Park, good morning.
Morning, Dennis.
morning to you all. Lovely Sunday morning here in Melbourne. Now, I'm 68. The last 400 years I've been driving semis, and last November I retired. And one of the things that sort of circulated around the trucking industry probably about 20 years ago was fatigue management.
Mm-hmm.
And one
That's
of the
good.
Things that we got taught to do was when we came back from interstate, like we'd turn up at 7, 8, 9, whatever time in the morning, 6, regardless of where we were interstate, we were told to go for a walk, because mm-hmm. what that does is it settles us down. So I suppose, to use an analogy, when you go for doing exercises, you warm up,
yep.
and then when you finish your exercise, you cool down. So what we were basically told to do was to relax our body,
mm-hmm.
so then we would sleep during the day. So the other things that I'm also doing is, in the last 5 years, I've had a Fitbit. I also sleep, as you and the doctor were talking about before, I also have a nanny nap. I have that at lunchtime. So I've been doing that for a long time as well. So I find that that revitalises my body, because sometimes I've got to work 12, 14, 16 hours a day. So it works in that sort of environment, and a lot of other environments as well. And I'm actually looking at my Fitbit in the morning and thinking, okay, well, I reckon I've got 7 hours and 30 minutes sleep. And I know that I've had a good night's sleep because it'll read the same as what I'm feeling.
But I guess, Dennis, the question is, how accurate is that Fitbit?
Well, Dennis, look, you're doing well. You're aware. And as David said before, Dr. David, he said everybody's different, and you've got to be you've got to have that time, that rest, that withdrawal time from whatever you're doing. Shift work like you're doing is a real challenge because if you think back to what David said, daytime suppresses melatonin levels, nighttime increases. So you're really saying to your body, I'm working, but it's nighttime. Melatonin needs to be released, and it can't be released, otherwise you'll be tired. So manage it well, and the Fitbit is a good, helpful tool.
Definitely. I think Fitbit, Apple Pay, I think they're all brilliant in actually how they can assist. But we most of us are result-driven, and so when we can actually see accurate results, it helps to kind of support and give us confidence in what we're doing is correct. The other thing also, I mean, we talk about melatonin, but the big amino acid we need is tryptophan. So just making sure you've got all of those, you know, turkey, cottage cheese, all of those types of foods, nuts and seeds, that can help support the production of tryptophan to support melatonin.
And what I really like about Fitbits and the like is that it's prioritising in our thought processes that we actually want to be on top of our sleep. So it's kind of putting it forefront of mind.
Yeah, it's making making all of these results part of our routine.
Yeah.
I think it's important that we have that accurate results.
We have many, many calls to get to and we'll try to do that next, as well as bring you all the facts you need to know about the influenza vaccine. That's after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Revlon Colorstay Light Foundation for just $20.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We have many calls that we will try and get to, but first, Gerald. We have many questions also with regards to the flu vaccination. Thankfully, you are here as our resident expert who can tell us the difference between the COVID vaccination, the flu vaccination, and when should we be getting our flu vax?
They're different infections, so clear delineation between the two. A lot of people are waiting for the COVID vaccine. That's lovely. But now's the time to get the flu. It's easy. It's simple. Get in early. Get in quickly, because there's got to be a two-week delay between the two vaccinations. I'm getting mine on Wednesday, 3 o'clock, Moorabbin. Come down and say hello. Chemist Warehouse, Moorabbin. It'll be an event. Come down and have a chat.
What have you got, a confetti gun? You've got, you know, a brass
balloons
band.
And, you know, give away balloons. But look, the important thing is that, and you know, I booked through the Chemist Warehouse website. It was so easy. I had to delay it by a week. That was easy as well. Get in, book on it, then it's done. It's not expensive, and it just gives you that flu protection. I was checking. I found an article about, now this is in the US, through the American Journal of Infection Control. It said people who received a flu shot last flu season were significantly less likely to test positive for COVID-19 infection when the pandemic hits. Now, that's a new study.
That's very interesting.
And I think that's another reason to get the flu vaccine now.
Yeah, Gerald, I couldn't agree with you more. I think everybody just needs to do their little part. So keeping their immune system healthy overall, I think probably the synchronicity between having the flu jab and the reduction of COVID is because they are healthier. They're less likely then to catch other things that are going on as well. Mm-hmm. Great advice.
More protection we have, the better. And this is another tool.
Now, the other thing is that it is only available until June 12th. So you want to get in now.
Yes.
Because, of course, we're heading into flu season.
We are. And we've become a little blasé because last year wasn't a strong flu vaccine because we're really locked in our houses. We couldn't go anywhere in the southern states. So this year is different. We're out and about, and it's important to get the vaccine. And as I said before, it takes a community to provide immunity.
I love that.
And this vaccine this year protects against four strains,
I understand. Quadrivalent, and the formulation is quite specific, and it changes every year because the bug changes every year. Mm. This is a virus which mutates, and we've heard about mutation from a COVID-19 perspective. Mm-hmm. But we're focusing just at the moment, get the flu vaccine, get it done, out of the road.
And I love it. I was reading on the notes here that some groups are actually eligible to get it for free. Mm. And that could be a big contributing factor for some people because, again, you know, medical elements cost money, so just to know, go and check that out, and see if you are one of the people who can actually get the flu jab for free and get it done.
And aren't we lucky that we have it?
Oh, we're so lucky, and so accessible. Yes. That's the thing. I mean, think about it. You can get it at Chemist Warehouse and Chemist, and the doctors there are to support you. I think it's amazing. I feel very grateful that we're in a country like this.
So don't delay. Head along and get your influenza vaccine. Now, we have many calls to try and get through, and we have been speaking about sleep this morning. Good morning, Anne from Sutherland.
Hello, Anne.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to ask if you guys have any tips for new mums. My daughter's a brand new mum, and my normally happy, outgoing daughter is she looks like a zombie.
Poor darling.
Never sleeps. It's 3 months old and she's just found out she's pregnant again. So.
Oh, goodness.
Well, holy moly.
that's going to help.
A 1 year old.
So. Wow.
For new mums.
Oh, Anne, look, there are so many tools available, and we've got two mums here with us in the studio, but how complicated is it? And I've seen it with my youngest, that structured girls, suddenly the structure of their lives goes completely out the window because you've got someone else dominating at time. You've got to be the best grandma ever, Anne. Get in there and get some help. I know that you'll probably say, oh, Mum, things have changed. They haven't. They haven't changed. Nothing's changed.
No.
So get in there and help her take control. Reassure her. And if there's a team of people that you need to call in.
Yes, definitely.
And away you go.
So if it's the bubba that's not sleeping, then you need to do a little bit of detective work. And you need to find out actually why the baby's not sleeping. Have a look at her nutrition. Often when the mum's actually eating foods that actually can aggravate the bubba's digestive system, that can affect. But there's two things that you can definitely do that will actually help to soothe the gut. And that is making sure you've got the right beneficial bacteria. So you can take a good strain and you can just go up to your local chemist and actually ask them, because there's some really good strains of good beneficial bacteria that can help with breast milk. And the other thing is magnesium. So magnesium is one of these beautiful things that actually almost doubles in the intake that we need to have when we're actually breastfeeding. So getting a little bit of magnesium, which will then go through the breast milk barrier into the breast milk, and that not only will help to soothe the bubba's central nervous system, will help to soothe mama's central nervous system as well.
Oh, and I just, firstly, congratulations and to your daughter as
twice
well.
Twice over.
Amazing. But do you know what I would say, having gone through a newborn and learning from Dr. David this morning around sleep, 8 hours of downtime. Now, you're not going to get eight hours at the same time when you have a newborn, but when the baby is resting, she needs to rest, and that is the number priority. And you shut the door, turn off the phone, no one goes near mama while that is happening, so that she has some downtime and lots of cups of tea brought to her when she needs them. And, treat her like a queen, because she's obviously really struggling. And the other thing I would say is it will pass.
Yes.
It doesn't last forever.
It's only the first 30 years, really.
Oh, geez. Let's see if we can get a quick call in from Deb from Berwick. Good morning, Deb.
Hello, Deb.
Oh, good morning.
How can we help?
I'd just like to talk about the health effects of daylight saving when the body clock has been desynchronisation of the body clock.
Sure. Do you have problems with that?
Yeah, because that can trigger depression, mental illness, heart attacks. But my one major one as well was the National Road Statistics says car accidents increased by 9% between September and October when the clocks change.
And Deb, what it's done, and listening to Dr. David Cunnington earlier, what we've got to do is, doesn't matter what time, whether it's got nothing to do with the clock, it's really about understanding the role of that melatonin and having that switch off time, which sleep will be included, but it's a switch off time. Turn off the screens. Turn off your phone. Don't start making phone calls at 9 o'clock at night, because that gets your brain going in a brightly lit room. So that's the thing. That's what you've got to remember.
But also acknowledging it might be a thing. Even that 1 hour can disturb you.
Well, you notice the difference in our house, absolutely, with Bubba's.
So lowering our expectations around that time as we adjust, perhaps.
And I think if you're someone who really does have a problem, maybe build into it, maybe even adjust your clocks or adjust your time frame. That couple of weeks leading into it. So you're slowly then making some changes over the course of
that
hour.
Idea. I like that idea.
Which is what you do when you travel.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, we have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Whether little Tommy loves carrots but hates broccoli, or Annie loves broccoli but hates carrots, there's Nature's Way Kids Smart Vita Gummies Multivitamin. Each delicious gummy contains essential vitamins and minerals your child's diet might be missing to help support general health and well-being. Nature's Way Kids Smart Vita Gummies are $15.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow directions for use. Vitamins should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Revlon Colorstay Light Foundation for just $20.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You are with the House of Wellness, and it is time for A to Z of Vitamins. Gerald, today, Nature's Way Kids Smart Vita Gummies Multivitamin.
We're coming into the time, Joe and Zoe, as you know, when kids are growing and their immune function doesn't function as effectively when they grow. Now, we can give them all the foods we want, and that's lovely, but when they're going to school, they don't stop, so the demands on their body is enormous, either girls or boys. And having some sort of multivitamin supplement in an agreeable form is not a bad idea, because it just fills the gaps. And, you know, you always hear the cynics of saying, oh, it's just expensive urine. That's rubbish. Oh, we just don't often have enough time and preparation to enjoy all the foods that we know we should. And with kids, it's important to just give them every boost we possibly can.
And aren't you finding colds are back?
Yes,
like last year, there were no colds because we weren't leaving the house. But now suddenly everyone's getting colds, and ones that linger forever.
And there are a lot of viral issues with little kids at the moment with bronchiolitis. That's back.
And supplements are just such an easy way to sort of create that backup, particularly when it comes to things like zinc. I mean, these are minerals that are actually quite hard in the amount that we need to actually get into our diet. So, you know, vitamin C, zinc, yes, absolutely add them in abundance into the diet. You know, green leafy vegetables, capsicum, you know, kiwi fruit, all those foods are fabulous. But again, if you've got a fussy eater who doesn't like to eat those foods, you've got an increase in requirement and an environment like, you know, winter coming on and lots of kids with snot around you, then, you know, supplementing is a brilliant way to actually boost everything up in an easy format.
Well, the A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Nature's Way Kids Smart Vita Gummies Multivitamin to support your child's healthy growth and development. We have time for, I think, one more call. Good morning, Roz in Melbourne.
Good morning, Roz.
Good morning. If I can quickly just ask for two things.
Yes.
One, I had a lot of broken sleep where I'd be awake a lot of the night and end up staying awake from 5 o'clock onwards. I was put onto this magnesium powder mix. Now I sleep well, still break, but I'm groggy in the morning. Second thing I want to ask for my mum, who's in her 70s. She broke her humerus, her arm. They put a rod in it, and that's 12 months ago, but it's not healing. So the surgeon said they'll x-ray it again in 3 months, but the last x-ray is not healing. So what can she take?
Mum needs to just keep in close contact with that specialist. Arnica is the herb which actually helps bones knit and just helps settle inflammation. And you need to reduce your dose of the magnesium by at least half.
Yeah.
And that'll settle things.
Yes. Thank you so much, Roz. And we have had so many calls that we won't be able to get to today. So do make sure you go to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab. Any questions that you may have, I know that Gerald will work through those. And we will have more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Revlon Colorstay Light Foundation for just $20.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It has been wonderful to spend the last hour with you here, Gerald and Zoe, on The House of Wellness. Don't forget the TV, House of Wellness TV, is back on Channel 7 at midday today with a really interesting story about malnutrition,
yes.
Which you would think is a problem only in the developing world, but actually here in Australia, malnutrition affects around 10 to 30% of people.
Unbelievable.
Crazy. It's absolutely crazy. With the abundance of food that we have and the wealth, just astounding.
Yes, so a really interesting story there, as well as the lift out for House of Wellness today is available.
It's in News Limited papers, available today, and that's a women's health lift out.
Zoe, wonderful to see you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, team. Hey, Zoe. Keep well,
good
everyone.
And Gerald, as always, wonderful to see
you. Have a good week, Joe.
Make sure you check out houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we will see you all next week. I get a good feeling, yeah.